Some authors write a great book or two and then disappear forever, never giving us a chance to enjoy their fictional worlds again. Happily, this is not always the case. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick has two novels from a new series from a rather prolific writer who just keeps on giving. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. I bet some of our listeners are fans of the novelist Elizabeth Berg, who has given us more than two dozen uplifting novels since her hits back in the early 90s, Range of Motion and Talk Before Sleep. Here in the 20-teens, she started a series set in a fictional small town called Mason, Missouri, a place blessedly free of the political chaos and moral horror shows we now know as real life. As one of the characters puts it, Mason has one river, one cemetery, one department store with wooden floors and a ribbon department. In Mason, the focus is on the things that make life worth living, the human connections that light the way through the dark of aging, bereavement, illness, and our own mistakes. The first book in the series is called The Story of Arthur Truelove, and it begins in the cemetery, where Arthur goes every day to have lunch with his dead wife. Another regular visitor is Maddie Harris, a depressed teenager who has just been dumped by her boyfriend, simultaneously learning that she's pregnant. The third member of the triangle is Lucille Howard, Arthur's nosy and uncouth next-door neighbor. Lucille is a lifelong spinster, but she's about to get a letter from a high school boyfriend she's never forgotten. If this sounds like a book you'd give your sweet Aunt Betty, you're not wrong. But there's a lot of us who could use a break from reality right now. We already live in a dystopian future. Is that really what we want to read about? I'd rather go to Mason, Missouri. In the second book in the series, Night of Miracles, Lucille Howard launches into a new career, teaching people how to bake delicious cakes in her home kitchen. At the start of the class, everybody puts on a vintage apron and eats a slice of cake served from a cut crystal pedestal. Enter Iris, a childless divorcee. Having heard about Mason from her college roommate years ago, she drives across the country from Boston to a town she imagines as the perfect refuge. After striking out at the daycare center, where she ends up crying so hard she can't fill out the application, she takes a job as Lucille's assistant. Then there's Lincoln, the little boy whose family buys the house next door. Lincoln's parents, Lucille's next-door neighbors, are hardly yellow cake people. They drive 2 hours every other Saturday to buy their tofu at the Whole Foods in Columbia. But after the mom is diagnosed with cancer, they overcome their fear of refined sugar to take Lucille up on her offer to help with their son. A brave one, since she's never taken care of a child. Meanwhile, at Polly's Hen House, waitress Monica Mayhew carries a torch for her frequent customer, taxi driver Tiny Dawson. Tiny, who is anything but, enthusiastically returns her affection, but is too humiliated by his weight to ask her out. When he stops coming in for his usual double order of pigs in a blanket, she mistakes the calorie cutting for a loss of interest and sadly begins dating another customer. As her legions of fans know, Berg likes to help her characters solve their problems with a touch of magic realism. A prescient dream here, a ghostly visitation there, a fortune teller who really knows what she's talking about. Think of this as a small-town Game of Thrones with snickerdoodles.
The books are The Story of Arthur Truelove and Night of Miracles by Elizabeth Berg. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.